Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at choosing between two gates based upon Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Most people do not like having only two choices about anything. When it comes to one's lifestyle, Jesus says there are only two options, two gates from which to choose. He encourages his listeners to choose the narrow gate, Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Wanting his listeners to make an informed decision about what lifestyle they will choose, Jesus tells them the two choices and the respective consequences. The listener must decide his own lifestyle. In describing the wide gate, the broad way, Jesus said it leads to destruction, and there will be many who enter through it. In describing the small gate, the narrow way, Jesus says it leads to life, and there are few who find it. Again, there are only two choices, destruction and life. One of the things to consider about these two choices is that they represent one's eternal destination. The wide gate, the broad way, leads to destruction. When we see that the small gate, the narrow way, leads to life, we must conclude that the destruction means death. In other places, Jesus will teach that this destruction is an eternal, total separation from God. One of the disturbing things about this passage is that Jesus says many will travel through the wide gate and along the broad way. He seems to be indicating that the majority of the people will suffer this destruction. Why might this be? Why are the majority of people not going to choose the small gate and narrow way that leads to life? Jesus indicates that the small gate, the narrow way, is the way he wants his followers to travel. However, when one considers the things Jesus has mentioned in this sermon and the difficulty it will be to do these things, it is understandable why most people would not want to live this type of lifestyle. What is so sad about following the broad way is not only the eternal consequences, but the rejection of a better lifestyle today. The things Jesus has mentioned, as difficult as they may be to do, will lead to a lifestyle that is approved by God, the lifestyle God wants for everyone. Jesus allows the individual to choose the lifestyle they want to live. He allows the individual to choose their eternal destiny by letting them choose the gate they will enter. As hard as it may be for us to accept, Jesus says there are only two choices. His disciples will follow his recommendation by entering into the small gate and having the lifestyle of walking the narrow way. By doing so, and by following the way that leads to life, they will be living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way.
My only joy.
From birth.